Welcome, cherished viewers, as Supreme Master Television rejoices in another wonderful year of constructive programming, we thank you for your global viewership and invite you to join us in celebrating our channel's 4th anniversary through a vibrant concert replete with international flares entitled Gifting Peace.
With enthusiastic participation of esteemed individuals, the concert promises a memorable journey to artistic realms through outstanding poetry, music, and dance. Hosted by the very vegan and very accomplished duo, John Sally and Lisa Bloom, our program features Oscar-nominated actor Eric Roberts as guest speaker, veg and animal-loving celebrity presenters, and traditional dance ensembles. Truly a gathering of compassion, talent, and beauty.
On this delightful occasion, we are honored to present the world premiere of songs adapted from Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry. Enthralled by the poet's sublime verses, eminent American composers were inspired to set them in the magical language of music, and new masterpieces were lovingly brought into being. Extraordinary composers of these exquisite creative offerings include 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, Oscar and Emmy-winning Bill Conti, Grammy winner Bill Cunley, and Oscar and Grammy-winning David Shire, all of whom dedicated their magnificent works as a special surprise to the poet Supreme Master Qinghai.
Master Qinghai is a terrific poet. I didn't change one word in any of her poems, but it takes a lot of heart, a lot of soul to be a good poet or writer. She does it so naturally, you would think that someone actually didn't teach her, but most probably God taught her and gave her that gift.
I like her message. I like her the quest for love, the quest for connection with others and with someone special. That seems to be a theme of a lot of her poetry. I think that poetry and music and what she stands for in poetry and music is just wonderful.
I think it's probably because of the largeness of the Supreme Master's soul that she has the kind of largeness of artistic temperament. I was looking for poems that were contrasting in subject matter, and I felt they were more deserving of a kind of art song setting, like they were almost classical songs. So I took that approach.
To perform 2 songs that I wrote using Supreme Master Qinghai's lyrics was a real honor, because those lyrics were really beautiful. As a singer-songwriter, I think it could be a hit song. You know, I really do. I think it's got that really sweet, charming vibe to it. And the lyrics really, yeah, got me here. Oh, love. Oh, yeah. If I'm going to write something to another person's lyrics, they have to touch me. And those lyrics both touched my heart, yes.
The splendid lyrics and melodious music are superbly conveyed by acclaimed musicians. Multi-platinum recording artist Donna Lewis, performing her own magical compositions of Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry. Tony Award winner Karen Ziemba, Grammy nominee Kashif, lyric soprano Leah Allers, Emmy winner and Tony nominee Liz Calloway, Tony Award winner Melba Moore, Grammy winner Melissa Manchester, all-time favorite Alexis or Vietnamese male vocalist Duan Ngoc, and pop diva Chan Tu Ha.
With greatest privilege, Supreme Master Television and audience members joyfully greeted the inspiration of the channel. Supreme Master Qinghai graced the concert by teleconference as the guest of honor and shared her insights during a spontaneous question and answer session about love, peace and forgiveness, and what it can mean for ourselves, our gentle animal co-inhabitants, and our beautiful planet. In addition, for her prodigious endeavors to assist humanity as a world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, Supreme Master Qinghai was recognized with a presidential award from United States President His Excellency Barack Obama, presented by the Honorable Mike Davis, California State Assembly member.
Supreme Master Qinghai's precious poems, along with the composer's soaring melodies and the singer's phenomenal voices, are invaluable gifts from the heart. And from such a tender place of love within each one of us, may an era of harmony for all creation soon ascend on the wings of divine grace.
Please enjoy Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace.
Let's give another round of applause to the Tate Schulstein Dance Company for opening today's concert with exhilarating rhythms of African spirit through their performance of Sensani.
Tesa Shosan, which means keepers of the tradition, share the finest of West African dance and percussion heritage as led by founder and director Mr. Bernard Uriba Thomas and co-director and choreographer Ms. Amanisha Cunningham. And they're both trained by some of the best artists from Mali, Guinea, Senegal, and Liberia.
Very impressive, yeah. Lisa. You got your facts down.
That's
true. Like that.
You got that right, John.
All right. She's a really good lawyer. She's a CNN legal analyst. No one can beat an argument, so don't even try to get it done.
Don't even try. All right. Thanks for the compliment, John.
You're welcome.
And John, do you feel like there's a little inequality in this picture?
You have that wonderful passion for law, and you can tell it goes everywhere you go.
No, I mean something else.
What do you mean? Like seeking justice for defensive and weak people, including all the animals in the world?
Well, that is true. I am a very passionate animal lover and vegan.
Yes. See, I don't eat animals either.
Woo!
And I know you don't eat them. That makes you so smart and beautiful. I'm a vegan, if you can tell, and literally, for all you people that want to get taller, the least amount of animals you eat, the taller you get.
That's true. For all of those who think vegans are weak and small, take a look at my 7-foot-tall friend John right here. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Okay, we're ready to get going?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert. Gifting Peace.
And we're very pleased to have you all join us today for this joyous occasion, celebrating Supreme Master Television's 4 years of constructive programming for a peaceful world. How refreshing that is. First of all, I want to introduce you officially to my co-host, Mr. John Sally. So check it out, check it out. He is perhaps best known as the first U.S. NBA player to win 4 basketball championships with 3 different teams, the Detroit Pistons, Chicago Bulls, and the L.A. Lakers. Go L.A.!
Keep going, Lisa, keep going.
Oh, yeah. In fact, John has been a positive role model at every stage of his life. This selfless determination that he has is extended into the entertainment field as well. He's played in a number of Hollywood movies. He's hosted an Emmy Award-nominated sports show, and he currently owns his own production company.
Keep going.
Yes, and perhaps my favorite part, he's a devoted vegan and dedicates his time to showing others how to eat and exercise to stay healthy and strong just like he is. Please welcome Mr. John Sally. Yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. Now let me introduce my lovely co-host, Ms. Lisa Bloom. She is a CNN legal analyst, as I said earlier, CBS News legal analyst, and before she hosted her own show that I used to watch all the time, national TV show on Court TV. Remember, she had it down pat. You can tell this is who you want to be your lawyer.
Thank you.
As an award-winning journalist, she covered the major trials and took on the Giants defending the vulnerable. See, even me, I'm going to hire her. She's going to walk in. The judge is going to look at me and go, oh, man, Lisa's here. All right, to no surprise, Ms. Bloom is a passionate vegan supporting justice, the voiceless animals. Please join me in welcoming my co-host, Ms. Lisa Bloom.
And today we are also privileged to have as presenters Emmy Award-winning actress Lindsay Wagner, actress Trina Parks, the first African-American female in a James Bond film, Yogi Cameron Alborzian, actor Patrick Kilpatrick, actress Spice Williams-Crosby, and television host Brandi Williams.
Oh.
Pretty impressive, right?
Patrick Kilpatrick, I like that guy. Tough, always looking tough. All right, let us now welcome some of our dignitaries that are in attendance today. The Honorable Madam Kopat Sonjan, Vice Consulate to South Africa. Mr. Roger Adlers, Oscar Award nominated director of Lion King.
Ms. Margie Evans, international vegetarian jazz musician. Mr. Kerry Brown, 3-time Emmy Award winning vegan director and producer. Dr. Larry Tim, professor of film music. Model, Ms. Natasha Blasek. Film musician, Mr. Martin Blasek. Mr. John Gentry Tennyson, distinguished composer and conductor. And of course, Supreme Master Ching Hai is joining us via teleconference.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, when I first got your book, The Noble Wilds, I looked at it, very nice photographs and words, and it made me feel really good. Now, this is a trip because I was having a bad day, and I opened it up, and I was going to show it to my 6-year-old daughter, who's now 7, and I was like, wow. This is really nice.
And so
it really
made a big impression.
It did. It really changed it. And then I got to do an interview, and I really liked what Supreme Master Ching Hai stood for. And many other composers and singers are also moved by your poetry. So, Supreme Master Ching Hai, we have a surprise for you. We know you're really shy about your poetry, but they're very profound and lyrical. The poems were so inspirational that these composers have set them to music. And that's how this event came about. For the Supreme Master TV's 4th anniversary. I hope that you and the audience enjoy the nice surprises to come.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite up Mr. Bob Jimenez, representative of California State Senator Ron Calderon, who is currently chair of the Senate Select Committee on California Film and Television Industries, a member of the California Film Commission, and co-chair of the legislature's Art Council.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you very much for this invitation. I'm Bob Jimenez, Communications Director for the 30th Senate District. The Senator has sent me here to remind all of you that television is power. It's the most pervasive, persuasive medium that we have ever invented. It reaches more people in 1 minute than the largest newspaper you can think of reaches in 1 month. And the Senator and I both believe But that carries with it an awesome amount of responsibility. To use this medium with dignity and intelligence and compassion, a sense of moral and social responsibility. So as Supreme Master Television brings us a little bit closer, brings the family of mankind a little bit closer, I am pleased to come here and present on behalf of Senator Ron Calderon, who is chair of the prestigious Senate Select Committee on Film and Television Industries in this state, this Gold Senate Certificate, which reads Supreme Master Television, in recognition of your fourth anniversary, State Senate of California commends and salutes your constructive programming as you and the artistic community commemorate the occasion of your milestone achievement. Thank you very much.
Mr. Eric Roberts is an Academy Award nominee and three-time Golden Globe nominee for his roles in Runaway Train, Star 80, and King of the Gypsies. He also won the Theater World Award for his Broadway debut in Burn This, one of my all-time Broadway favorites, and a Golden Satellite Award for the 2002 season of Less Than Perfect, and Best Actor in the New York Independent Film Festival.
His younger sisters, Julie Roberts and Lisa Roberts Gilliam, as well as his daughter, Emma Roberts, follow in Eric's footsteps in this illustrious Hollywood career of their own. His unique and bold talent have made him sought after for a wide range of roles in film, music videos, television, including films like my favorite, The Pope of Greenwich Village, Batman The Dark Knight, the sitcom Less Than Perfect, and one of his personal favorites, the popular NBC drama Heroes.
And he not only appears in the fictional show Heroes, but he is a true hero in real life. Along with his beautiful wife, actress Eliza Roberts, Mr. Roberts is a vegan, you go, and dedicated animal lover who rescues and adopts our less fortunate animal friends. Let's welcome to the stage Mr. Eric Roberts.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, John. I love the dress, Lisa. I'd like to ask all of you, what is constructive programming? According to Supreme Master Television, constructive programs are about living healthy, going green for the planet, and bridging cultures. It's about finding harmony with fellow humans and animals and the environment. Supreme Master Television has essentially helped redefine constructive programming in our times. There are meaningful movies, good technologies of the future, and spotlights on role models and unsung heroes all around us, both human and, of course, animal. And not to neglect food for the spirit, you can absorb the words of wisdom from the world's diverse faiths and listen in on discussions about life and the universe. Supreme Master Television is a global channels, broadcasting on every continent via 14 satellite platforms, 77 cable and IPTV networks, and 18 online video channels. That is a lot. The programs are hosted in more than 60 languages, and there are subtitles in over 40 languages. Correspondents report from 200 plus locations worldwide. So, how did this relatively young, unique global channel begin? It was through the inspiration and guidance of Supreme Master Ching Hai. And the channel has gone from strength to strength in its pure-hearted mission of offering the world informative and uplifting programming. As a world-renowned humanitarian, Supreme Master Ching Hai gives freely of her own independent earnings from her artworks to virtually every corner of the globe wherever there is need. For every major disaster or place of suffering, she does her best to help and provide comfort to fellow humans and, of course, the animals. A concerned world citizen and environmentalist, Supreme Master Ching Hai coined the slogan, "Be Veg, Go Green to Save the Planet," to urge people towards adopting the vegan diet because it's the best thing we can do to stop some of the worst harms to our planet. Supreme Master Ching Hai also is a multi-talented modern-day Renaissance artist. She paints, designs clothing and jewelry, and even wrote and directed an epic comedy drama titled The King and Company. It is now premiering on Supreme Master Television. She is as well an international best-selling author of animal books, a composer, and a poet. We'll soon have the privilege to enjoy some of her poems in the performance to come tonight. And on behalf of all artists and entertainers involved, I'd like to add that we're so glad to have this chance to be inspired by her poetry and bring it forth for a wider audience to enjoy through this concert. Indeed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is an extraordinary lady who gives and gives with compassion and grace. It is my great pleasure to introduce our special guest of honor, who has graciously made time in her busy schedule to be present with us in this celebration. Please join me in welcoming Supreme Master Ching Hai. Supreme Master Ching Hai, we're so happy to have your presence here today. Please share a few words for us.
Hello? Oh, is that Eric?
It's Eric Roberts.
Oh, wow. Wow, what an honor.
Oh, thank you.
I'm your fan. How is your sister doing?
She's wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Wow. And how many babies Julia has now?
She has three, two twins, and an extra.
Wow. Wow, wow. Congratulations to her.
I will pass it on to her. Thank you.
Beautiful. How are you? How about you? Tell me.
I'm as happy as a man can be. I have a wonderful wife. I have a wonderful daughter.
Yes.
I have two wonderful sisters, and I know you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for coming. Thank you for honoring us this way.
All my love and respect. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching Hai. This is Lisa Bloom and John Sally.
Hi. Hi, all the loving people. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to talk to you. How's everybody? I guess you all right, enjoying a good time, huh? Where I am right now, we don't have high tech, so I can only phone you, but you cannot see my face. But I think you all know what I look like. Is it still the same like you saw me last? Anyway, at least I can phone you, right? Imagine some far remote decades ago, we cannot even do this. Yeah, contacting each other in this way was a wild dream. And now it's a common thing, daily life practice. Just pick up the phone and call anybody, no matter how far away. In the future, if humans acting more in a loving kindness, as the children of God would do, then we will be able to develop more incredible technology that we could not imagine right now. So in order to make up for this, you're welcome to ask me any question you want, either on the spot, or you can write it down and give it to my people, and I will surely answer you personally. Thank you for coming, and I really hope you have a good time. You do, right?
Yes. Well, Supreme Master Ching Hai, I find it fascinating that you have been all over the world to give lectures and of all kind of topics, like peace and the concert today called Gifting Peace. And some of us have been talking. Peace is something that everyone talks about. But right. How do we really, really have a peaceful world? So we were wondering today if we would be on it with a chance to interact a little bit if I ask you that question. How do we get peace for this world?
Oh, all right, love. I will try. This is like asking for the moon, isn't it? Yes. We have to hope for peace. We have to work for it. There's no other choices because if we don't, then you can see already the consequences, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. It's like a chain effect even. It's like a domino effect and so much suffering already. But I think
we are having like a glimpse of hope about peace. It seems like that way, don't you think?
Yes, I agree with you.
How do we stop war, huh? Okay. It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business and the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife and the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. Yes. So we should have learned from the history and we should never start the war in any case. All right, that's how we do it. Just don't start a war. Don't start at all.
Master Qinghai, I have a question for you on a little bit different subject. This is Lisa Bloom. I work in American television frequently, and often the messages are negative and they're on topics that are not important. And I'm so impressed that your network focuses on positive, inspirational, constructive stories. Why did you choose to do that? Why did you choose to focus your network on the positive and constructive stories?
Oh, I see. Huh? Because that's what people want, no? And not too many people do it, so someone has to do it. If I didn't do it, maybe you would have done it. And we have to do some positive, constructive news so that we can bring as much as possible positive energy into the world to counter the dark energy that we are having all over. Dark energy, negative thinking, negative feeling, negative talk, negative event is what contribute to bad energy. And that's why we have war, we have disaster, we have all kind of trouble in the world. So we have to do something to counter it. We must do what we can. Yeah, that's what. Okay, we have to contribute something better for the world instead of just sitting here. And I would sit here and tell everybody, oh, it's all negative. And then we do some positive instead. That's what it is. Are you happy?
I am. I'm very impressed that you've been able to launch an entire network that focuses on positive, constructive stories and things that are important, like climate change. And along that line, if you don't mind my asking a question. Master Qinghai, why is it that so much of your network focuses on animal and vegetarian issues? Why is that important to you?
Okay, like this, darling. Our planet has been going not into a very positive direction for a long, long time now. And we have been killing too many animals and making them suffer. Not just killing, but torturing and making them untold suffering. And if anyone see all these truths behind that piece of meat or behind some cosmetic product, we will just cannot bear. We just cannot bear. And I cry so much over the animal suffering. And I just had to do something. I just had to do something in order to rescue the animals and hence rescue us, the humans. Because if we continue this way, if we continue in our violent and abusive manner to a less defensive beings, then the disaster will be upon us. And that's why we're having a lot of trouble right now. And even we can see it with the naked eyes, there's no need to talk about bad karma or retribution or heaven blessing or hell punishment, nothing. We can see already everywhere because of the raising of the animals for meat. And that's why we're short of water, we're short of food. We are bringing our planet into a climate emergency right now. And that's why we have to change this. We must change it in order to save ourselves. Even not to talk about the animals. We have to save our planet for us, for the children. And that's why we're doing this. First of all, because of love. Second, because we have to save the planet in this emergency situation. Thank you for your question.
Is there anyone else that has a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could talk briefly about why you feel it's important to be loving and kind.
Yes, sure. Because that will bring luck and happiness into our lives, and that will bring peace into the world. Because loving kindness is our nature, and anything we do against this, against our own nature, will bring trouble to us, will bring disaster into the world. And we can see evidences everywhere. Okay, we often heard that God is love, yes? Okay, we can say also God is kind, fine. God is love, God is kindness. So, because we are God, we are the children of God, therefore we are God, even though some of us don't know it, but we are God. So in any case, if we want to be God-like or near God, nearer to Godhood, we must be loving and kind, because we are nearer to the God quality. And why we have to be nearer to God quality? Because love is the principle of the universe, is the building block to anything that exists now or in the future. If we are full of love, then we are more near to God. The more love, the nearer to God we are, the more protected we are. Because God is mighty. And if we are nearer to God, then we are more mighty. And mightier, mightier as we go on, more loving and kinder. And if we are less God-like, then we are in trouble. We are subject to more suffering, more lower quality of intelligence and compassion and anything else that you do not like to have. If we have love, that means we are nearer to God, or we are in control of our God quality. Then everywhere we go, we bless people and we protect ourselves, and all the good things will come our way. That's why we have to be loving and kind, not just because it benefits others, but first of all, it will benefit ourselves. Because if we are God, then we are protected, and we are the blessing. Because we are in this very dense energy, and if we are not God-like, then we will fall into the other side of nature, the negative side, and then we will suffer so much. It's an abstract kind of concept. It's not easy to explain, but I hope you are happy with my answer.
Yes.
Very much so.
All right, thank you.
I think we have one more question, or two more questions.
All right, love.
Hello, Supreme Master Xinghai. This is Spice Williams Crosby, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, Angel.
Thank you so much for being here with us. And even over the phone, we can feel your love and your spiritual energy. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Supreme Master Xinghai, I've been asked this question, but I would really like to hear you answer it. For you teach meditation as a way of peace, that is, through inner peace. And many people agree that meditation is good. It's a good thing. But why is it important to meditate on the light and sound, which is what you teach? Can it be any other method?
Okay. Any method of meditation, if it's based on loving and kindness, yes, and the yearning to know God, sooner or later, mostly will lead us to the light and the sound, which is the original energy of God, which is within ourselves. And the more we have this light and this sound within us, the more we connect with it, the more we are connected with ourselves,
or with God cells. You see what I mean? Yeah?
Yes.
And the light and the sound method that I have the honor to transmit to people is the most direct way. That's why. That's why it's better. It's quicker. For example, you could talk to my people at Supreme Master Television and ask how I am and maybe delegate a question to them and then they can ask me for you. But right now you are asking me directly, you see?
Yes.
So the light and sound so-called method is like that. Many people meditate the whole lifetime or many, many long years and having ascetic lifestyle and doing all kind of penance. And then now and then they might be able to have a glimpse of light, means a God self, or listen or hear the music of the sphere. That means God also manifested in that. But the Kuan Yin method, for example, the moment you want initiation, the moment you sit down with me or one of my representatives, you enter into the light and the sound immediately. You see what I mean? And that's why I emphasize that. Otherwise, if any method would lead you to the light and sound, the sooner the better, then it's also all right. It doesn't have to be Kuan Yin method. It doesn't have to be the light and the sound method. But it's just quicker. It's just more direct. That's all. Because it's the word of God that will teach us directly. The sound is the words of God, it's the teaching of God, which is melodious, which we can hear inside. And the light we can see with the inner vision. These are the two manifestations of God. The highest frequency, the highest form of God manifestation that we could realize inside. And that essence is God, and that essence is also within us because we are part of God, we're the children of God. And if we don't have these things, if we are not awakening them, then we are less than God, and maybe we are nothing. And we just exist, and then we are à la merci of the negative power in this world. And then we will suffer a lot now and hereafter as well. That's why we must make the connection with ourselves, with God, the sooner the better. You know, to be able to be strong, to be mighty, to be ourselves again. That's what it is.
Thank you. Supreme Master Chen Hai, I appreciate your love for animals. As a Native American, they're very close to me. But in this case, yes. I have a question about a recent human rights incident.
All right, Lev.
A woman of age 43 was accused of adultery and now faces the punishment by law of being stoned to death. The Brazilian president has asked for her asylum in Brazil. Supreme Master, yes. What is your opinion of this?
Oh, God. Oh, dear. I have also heard something like that on TV, and it's really a very heartbreaking story. I joined the president of Brazil to beg for her life, and we all joined to beg the government of Iran give her a second chance to life. Because if you ask my opinion is forgiveness. Yes. Because God is love and forgiveness. When Jesus was challenged about a person in his lifetime who also so-called committed adultery and people want to stone her to death as well. Do you remember that story in the Bible?
Yes, we do.
I remember.
Okay. Okay, you remember. Okay, fine. And what did Jesus say?
That he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Yes. Lest the one who doesn't sin at all ever cast the first stone. Who in the human race doesn't commit some mistakes, some so-called sin sometimes. But in my opinion, adultery is a mistake that any of the human can sometimes commit, you see? But in my opinion, it's not a grave sin. It's just a betrayal of trust between two people in private. it's not an act against a nation or against country security or anything that merit too much, like a death penalty. Suppose that woman is in love. We sometimes are, and she can't help it. You cannot punish, you cannot give a woman death penalty for being in love. Maybe she has been arranged to marry this man, this husband, and she wasn't in love with the husband. Maybe she was too young, she was not in love, she just married like everybody else. Maybe she is not happy in her marriage. Maybe this man was her love before. Or maybe they are destined to meet and love each other in this lifetime. Only God knows why it happened. So, in my humble opinion, we should never punish this woman or anyone who commits adultery, because it's just a mistake and can change. It can happen to anyone at any time, even into old age. You cannot tell your heart what to do. Okay. And if it's just a fleeting affair, then it might not even last. It might be for a few weeks or a few days even. Who knows? Maybe she's not happy in her marriage. Or it could be the husband also has some share in the failing marriage. And there's one more thing, very important, is that even for any graver sin, you know, so-called sin, like a crime, there is always a doubt whether it has been truly committed or it has been wrongly accused. So in many countries right now, the death penalty has been abolished. I hope the whole world soon will do that. Yeah, let's hope so, eh? Okay.
Yes.
Because once we kill somebody, we cannot make her alive again. So we better always take a chance to wait to check all the proof, if even suspected. Because there was one man in America recently on the news that he walked out of prison after 27 years because finally he has been proved innocent. You remember? Just recently,
yes.
Last week or something. 27 years long in prison for nothing, for the crime he never committed. So who knows? We should always give the suspected a chance. In case it is wrong, or another case is to give them a second chance to change, to redeem their sin, if that was really a sin that they have committed. Don't you think so, all of you?
Yes.
Give people a chance.
Yes, we do.
Hello, hi, my name is Brian Lucas. I'm also a raw vegan chef. I go by the name of Chef Be Live.
Wow. Thank you for coming, Chef.
Thank you for having me. My question is, basically, I'm a gourmet raw living vegan chef, and I know that you're really big on the vegan foods and cuisine. And many years ago, I had a vision that I would be one of the ones to bring gourmet raw living vegan food to the masses. And since you are bringing the vegan awareness to the world in such a way, I just am asking if you have any advice with how us fellow raw foodists, raw vegans, can bring our consciousness to the world. How can we spread raw vegan consciousness, living foods? Because every different country is different, and I know that you're across the oceans, and I'm here in America. I've only experienced it here, so I just want to have your opinion, please, and your advice.
Okay, raw is definitely good, eh? Raw vegan, organic vegan is definitely good for people's health, and it's lighter for the mind. Yeah. It's just that it's not so easy to bring this concept into the world as fast as you would like to make it, yeah? I am also sorry that you have been trying hard and the result is not as fast as you want, right?
It's all divine. I don't have any time frame on it myself. I just do what I can.
I see.
Well, we just try to bring it on TV, on the radio, on the media, mainstream. And then people will accept it slowly, you know, because everything, anything new takes time. We also have a raw vegan on our television. Yes, I have asked them to show it. But people are different. And I tell you honestly, I would be very happy if people become just vegan first. And then we will bring them into raw later. How about that?
Great. Thank you so much.
You try your best. I try my best. And whoever listen to us, then we thank God.
We have one more question from Patrick Kilpatrick, great actor, director. And he's bald like me.
We have a star-studded party today, huh?
My baldness is my own free will. I shaved it.
All right, Patrick.
Supreme Master. These are two not light questions. One, I think we can all embrace your message of love and kindness and forgiveness. But in the case of violence and war, when we say it never has a place, what would your thoughts be on, say, the American Revolution or the American Civil War or World War II? Is it truly nothing good has come out of these situations? And don't these rights, even in the vegan world, have to be defended sometimes in the most extreme circumstances?
Okay. I understand you, and I understand the Americans, as well as I understand everyone else who have chosen to think that maybe a strong measure is necessary to defend something, right?
Yes.
I understand.
I really wanted to know your thoughts about it.
But the thing is, I would never agree to violence. It doesn't matter what circumstances. Suppose people come here and want to take my life, for example, and I have no other choice at all, and I just let them, because I will have other life. I would try to reason to these people, but if I cannot win, then I don't have any other choice except to let them. The best is that we let God take care, because we will have many lives, and because violence will make it worse only, yes? Deep down in our heart, we are all love and all peace. And if anything we do against this principle within our heart, within our nature, will bring only trouble and suffering consequences to us. Even though it might look in some moments or in that present time that we are winning, that we are bringing situation under control. But the law of the universe has it otherwise. In the long run, we will have to pay for whatever we do that is not according to the universal principle. Sometimes we resort to violence or war, and we think that will bring the civilization one step forward, but it's not. In fact, we bring the civilization, the evolution, backward. If we have the eye to see the working of the law of retribution in the universe, we would never want to fight. The problem is everybody do it. It comes from love. Contradictory, but for example, if somebody wage war against America, for example, because he loves his country, or he thinks he loves his religion, or he loves his friend, who might have been killed by Americans somehow. You see, but this kind of love is not enough. It's not according with the universal love. In the universe, everything will take care of itself in time, if we just let it, and if we adhere to the principle of love, meaning that we will not cause harm to anyone, even in self-defense. Even in self-defense, for example, if one country wage war against another, and then because we think it's unjust, we also counter-attack the other country. Even though we had the right, even though we were the victims, still we have to pay for that. because we forget. Whenever we make war with someone, then that moment we forget the principle of love. We forget ourselves. We cut a part of love away from ourselves. That means we are less God than the day before we took the violent act and killed somebody or to make war. So the lesser God we are, the more we be into trouble and we are degrading ourselves into the lesser and lesser degree of consciousness. Now, for example, right now, suppose you are on the fourth level of spiritual consciousness. And if you kill somebody, because we are already on the fourth only and not the higher level, and then we make war with somebody, we kill someone, then we are lesser than the fourth. We're probably 3.5 or something. And then because that person get angry with us, or maybe his relatives and friends will come and revenge for him. And then we are obliged to kill again. And then we degrade ourselves further because we cut a big chunk of love out of our existence. That means we are less and less and less God-like now. And for the less God-like, he, she cannot mix with the more God-like person, cannot be one with God because he's not complete. So he has to go down in the lower scale of evolution. And that's why we must always forgive, must always love, must always love thy enemy. Everybody read that, but nobody think of practicing. I know it's hard, but that's the only way we can become a higher being and become closer and closer to God.
So it's just by a natural course. What you're saying is tyranny would dissipate itself if you just infused it with love.
Yes, sir. And even if we lose this body, we will have another. Because in the house of my father, there are many mansions. Why do we worry so much about this physical body or even this physical existence here when we have a real home waiting for us? And of course, it's difficult to do than to say it. But if we are enlightened, if we truly can see the home of heavens while being alive during meditation, then we will not fear of losing anything. That's why the Bible says whoever loves life will lose it. Life means the physical existence here. And the true home is for us elsewhere in heaven. And even if we don't go to heaven yet, and we lose the war, or we don't fight, even if we lose this body, we can be reborn again into a different planet. There are plenty planets in the universe for us to choose. To lose a body is just like to lose a shirt, yes, or to change it into a different outfit, sometimes even better. If we all know this, we will not fear and we will not fight. I don't make it so clear, do I?
Very clear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master.
The thing is, my love, when I'm alone and I meditate, everything is very clear to me inside. But when I bring it into this frigid and cold language of the human world, it's a little bit difficult for me to express.
No, you've expressed yourself beautifully today, Supreme Master Qinghai. On behalf of everyone here, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, to answer the questions, and to share your beautiful insights with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Why, thank you. I have to thank you. I have to thank you, all of you, so much for your precious time and happy presence. It's very good of you to forsake even Sunday barbecue to come and grace this event. And by the way, it's a very wise decision. You know, the food there is good, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, we're eating very well. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you
and
so much.
And you will get VIP treatment, and you get to meet nice, famous, good-looking people.
Like John.
Yes. And this food is delicious.
Yes, it
thank
is.
You for spreading peace by your actions every day in your life. Bless you so much.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And now I'd like to invite to the stage the Honorable Mike Davis, California State Assembly Member for the 48th Assembly District.
And on behalf of President Barack Obama, he will present the U.S. President's Volunteer Service Award to Supreme Master Chin Hai.
Thank you for coming. Mr. Davis,
thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Wow, what an honor for us. Thank you so much.
Today, it is a privilege for me to present this award to Supreme Master Ching Hai. As the state legislator who was the first to endorse Barack Obama for president, the first legislator in California, it is certainly an honor for me to be here today to make this presentation. Our president, Barack Obama, has recognized Supreme Master Ching Hai for her dedicated years of service and humanitarian efforts. To date, she has donated more than $20 million in charity and relief efforts around the world over the past two decades. On behalf of President Obama, I would like to now read a part of his letter to Supreme Master Ching Hai. To Supreme Master Ching Hai, congratulations on receiving the President's Volunteer Service Award, and thank you for helping to address the most pressing needs in your community and our country. Your volunteer service demonstrates the kind of commitment to your community that moves America a step closer to its great promise. Thank you for your devotion to service and for doing all you can to shape a better tomorrow for our great nation. And it's signed, Barack Obama, President of the greatest nation on earth, United States of America.
Friends, including Mr. Davis and the government of America, we can never thank you enough for all your kindness and valuable support now and always. I can only say that I pray heaven to bless you, your country, and all the person you love, and all the ideals that you cherish. Everything will be good for you. And thank you for honoring us today.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, the government of America. And thank you, Mr. Davis. Thank you all for all this honor. May God bless you. God bless America.
Thank you for having me today on this joyous occasion. We wish your channel, Supreme Master Television, many more years of broadcasting uplifting programs, gifting peace to all viewers. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you again so much for spending the time with us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. 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 Th Ciao.
And you as well. Everyone says goodbye. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Master Qinghai gave a great message today. Anyone who gives a message of love, and she was very specific in her teaching. I know she says I didn't possibly penetrate, but she did penetrate our audience. When you deal in truth, you penetrate people. And she dealt with truth. Everyone really wants to love and be loved in return. They really do. And I think that she conveyed that very strongly.
The performances were magnificent, but I want to say that I was most moved the impact that was made by the Supreme Master when she was talking to people. Amongst other things, she answered the question, the role that she plays in the peace process in terms of encouraging people to have peace. She first talked about love, and coming from South Africa and from the history, the background that we have, I didn't take that light because I know it's very important.
Supreme Master Chen Hai's answers to many of the questions, it's like she is immediately tied to the Creator and her energy, or his energy. The Creator's all energy. She's so humble and so loving that it's a magical experience. It's like I was in meditation listening to her answers. Her every word is that of wisdom and honor and truth. And like the one where we asked about the adultery situation, she's right that man should not be the judge of other men. Only the Creator can judge us. So her answer as far as it being a mistake, that's the truth. For that woman to be stoned for making a mistake, it's not right. And this happens all around the world, of injustices from rules that are made by man and not by God.
Every celebration that I've been that involves a Supreme Master has been beautiful. And every time I come, I experience something new that awakens my heart. And I never leave without a new awakening. It's always very enlightening for me. I asked a question about meditation is good for you, but why is the only way to a particular inner light is through sound and light? And when Supreme Master answered it, I got goosebumps. It connected dots for me. It was almost like, oh, of course. It's through the vibrational frequency and the light, and that is God. And when you get right to it, cuts to the chase. It shortens your ability to connect. And it was like, oh, now I understand what it means. And she answered it so beautifully. And I've had a lot of people come up to me since I asked it going, wow, that was an amazing question. It meant so much to me. And I said, yeah, it meant a lot to me too.
I've heard her on DVD, on tape. I have all her books. So she sounded exactly like I thought she was going to sound. I was happy she got some of the points across. What she said definitely made a lasting impression. And I really appreciated her message about compassion. One of my favorite things is when she said there's no reason for war. And if somebody wanted to harm her in some way, first she would reason with them. If there was no reason, she would submit. Because that'd be the loving thing to do. And she knows that this is just one body, she'll be back in the next one. So that conversation of reincarnation came in, which I really enjoyed.
The one comment that I really gravitated towards was that of having the choice to live, and also understanding that in the face of evil, that you should not fear death, because this is just one life form. And we got many more to go. So many people are in fear of losing what this world is, that it can hinder us in being able to go to the fifth level. So for her to say that is refreshing and just very powerful, because you don't get to hear that from many people whatsoever.
I think Supreme Master has a lot to offer the world, and she's obviously on her mission, and people love her, and they were cheering for her in the reception room, even before she said a word. I thought she answered all the questions very thoughtfully. It's too bad she wasn't here, but I guess she was here in spirit, but I think she would have enjoyed how devoted everybody is to her message.
It was very inspiring to hear her speak, to hear the message of peace and love that should be spread throughout the world. Hopefully, there'll be more of that. Hi, this is Roger Allers. I'm the director of The Lion King, and I just want to wish Supreme Master Television a very happy 4th year anniversary.
Thank you for your gracious presence today for Supreme Master Television's 4th anniversary concert, Gifting Peace. Please join us tomorrow for part 2 of our multicultural concert. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. Heaven bless your noble hearts. Timeless song.